Задание на установление соответствия приведенных утверждений прослушанному тексту. Задание экзаменационного типа. Упражнение 13. Прочитайте приведенные утверждения с 1 по 10. Вы услышите, как Лори Маркер описывает свою встречу с гепардами. Определите, соответствуют ли данные утверждения с 1 по 10 прослушанному. А по каким утверждениям в высказывании нет информации? Отметьте правильный ответ в таблице. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Лори Маркер was a trained veterinary assistant at the Wildlife Safari Park near Winston, Oregon, when she caught her first glimpse of a cheetah at full speed. Moving fast across a hillside, the golden creature bounded 7 yards a stride, 4 strides a second, its long spine bending and snapping like a bow at every step. It was a revelation, she recalls. The cheetah's shoulder blades are not attached to its collarbone, allowing it to move freely and lengthen its stride. Even its large heart, lungs, and nostrils seem to have developed for speed. Marker noticed how each explosive dash ended in a few seconds. The cheetah can accelerate from a standstill to 60 miles per hour in just 3 seconds, 1 second faster than the fastest Ferrari road car. But the effort overheats its system, and the cheetah can only run for about 400 yards at its top speed of 70 miles per hour. Then it must cool down, resting for at least 30 minutes. Marker was captivated by the grace of these predators, but was surprised to learn that they have a timid nature. Though they growl when angry, the cheetahs also mew and purr like a pet tabby, and even chirp like birds to call each other. Marker's growing attraction was sealed when she adopted a 6-week-old. 4 of the litter were hissing and spitting, she remembers. The 5th was calm and gentle. She named the gentle cub Kiam and raised it in her home with Shesso, her dog. Shesso licked Kiam's fur clean and played throat bite with her, Marker says. By then, Marker was curator of the Safari Park's cheetah program, overseeing breeding. She began wondering if captive-bred animals could be released into the wild, and she took Kiam to northern Namibia to try. In the cool mornings and late afternoons, favored cheetah hunting times, Marker and Kiam would sit for hours at waterholes, watching different prey species come and go.